אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 400.
We are reading in the writing of the בעל הסולם, Kabbalah for the Student, page 65, the article Exile and Redemption. Questions can be sent to kab.tv and pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. The title is Harmony Between Religion and the Law of Development or Blind Faith. And among these nations shall thou have no repose. First of all, we need to look at his article where he explains to us in the essence of religion and its purpose and to scrutinize what religion is. As he says that religion is bestowal, all the rest he doesn't even consider as what we call religions in this world. Religions are love thy friend as thyself. That's religion. That law is called religion. Yes? What does he write there about that? He writes in a concentrated way that every nation needs to obligate its members, the bestowal to its members, and this is religion which is inclusive to all the nations.
Okay, this is why he says about the harmony between the blind faith and so on. When he talks about it, we have to understand what does he mean when he says religion. It's like we heard Kabbalah and we heard about love, and we didn't know what love is because we were used to a different meaning of love, and gradually we're starting to understand the meaning of the true meaning of the word. Please.
Harmony between religion and the law of development or blind faith. And among these nations thou shalt thou have no repose, and that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all, and that you say, we will be as the nations, as the families of the countries.
Meaning that we will not use the will to receive like everyone else, but only the will to bestow reciprocally, so-called, and even if we mix with the desires to receive, which are called the nations, we will not take their manners and will not be integrated with them, but only to the extent to which we can introduce the religion to them called bestowal.
The Creator will evidently show us that Israel cannot exist in exile and will find no rest as the rest of the nations that mingled amongst the nations and found rest.
Because they mixed with them in exile. It doesn't mean that they go out into exile, but it's called mixture, mixing. A mixture where you take on the manners and the beliefs and the religions that they have there. Religions not in the form that we talked about, but different customs that later on disappear. That whatever exists in every nation, they take upon themselves and they become integrated from that.
And assimilated in them until no trace was left of them. Not so is the house of Israel. This nation will find no rest among the nations,
will not be able to mix with them, immerse in them,
until it realizes the verse, and from there you will ask the Lord your God, and you will find him, for you will demand him with all your heart and all your soul.
Meaning the entrance into the nations of the world, that's a certain kind of work, that the outcome, eventually, at the end of the work, there is a strong demand to the Creator to save them from there, bring them out from there, because they have finished the exile, that probably they did the work among the nations of the world. Not that they've were immersed there or assimilated, but on the contrary, after they did the work and they passed on to the nations of the world everything that they had to pass on, they are now asking of the Creator to correct them. Why? Because now they cause those parts that they have introduced into the nations of the world, that now by the existing connection they ask for the ascent, and by this ascent they pull all the nations of the world upwards.
This can be examined by studying Providence and the verse which states about us, the Torah is true and all its words are true. And woe to us as long as we doubt its truthfulness. And we say about all the rebuke that is happening to us that it is chance and blind fate. This has but one cure, to bring the troubles back on us to such an extent that we will see that they are not coincidental, but steadfast providence intended for us in the Holy Torah.
Meaning that if we are going to annul ourselves in the nations, then unless we do that, we don't achieve the purpose of creation. So here there are the forces that work on us for several generations, and now they're bringing us back in a very unpleasant form. We were witness to that a few years ago, as it happened, and anti-Semitism also helps us to feel that we're incapable of assimilating there. So, what does he say? You can scrutinize this from the providence, meaning that here we feel the clear providence over the nation of Israel for several years, that they don't disappear, that they're so small, but the great nations disappeared because they had a different purpose than the goal of creation, to integrate with everyone, and we are the exact opposite. The more we tried to do it, the harsher the response we got, and if not in this generation, then in the next, but nonetheless, we are kept by this providence to achieve our final goal. And I heard that there is this complaint that religion, Judaism, protects us from assimilating among the nations of the world. We read both here and in other places, it is providence that keeps us and not that we do it here down below. It is all in the hands of the Creator, and He controls it all. And we have to understand that we can't escape it, but we can only go in the direction of carrying out the task, the mission, please.
And we should clarify this matter by the law of development itself. The nature of the steadfast guidance that we have attained through the Holy Torah, as in the path of Torah in Providence, a far more rapid development than the other nations has come to us, and because the members of the nation developed so, there was always the necessity to go forward and to be extremely meticulous with all the mitzvot of the Torah.
Yes.
He's talking here about internality or externality in the nations of the world and in Israel. Meaning, is he talking about Judaism as what we see as externally as the nation of Israel and the world? Or is he also talking about internality?
He talks about the mission of the people of Israel, the corporeal people of Israel that withhold within themselves the spiritual mission, and how they're supposed to keep themselves on the spiritual mission.
In the beginning of the lesson,
but if you're asking, then in our days we're already shifting from this boundary, meaning that whoever is born from a Jewish mother called Israel, to whoever has an inclination toward the revelation of the Creator. He is called Yashar Kel. And then inside this great concept called the people of Israel, say 5 million people, we discern a part that really aspires for the revelation of the Creator and taking that task on, the mission on the one hand, and on the other hand, as a result of the exile, as a result of the incorporation, that the souls of the nations joined throughout the thousands of years of exile, more, let's call it people that joined, I'm not talking in terms of souls, but people. And so, we're in a state where inside the innermost part, there are those that aspire for the Creator. Those who aspire for the Creator, there are both Jews and the nations of the world among them. The aspiration for the Creator makes everyone, turns everyone into one. The people of Israel, who, according to their past incarnations, they belong, they were a part of the spiritual ascent, and they have special rishimot, and there is also a higher providence over them, not that pleasant. We see that there is a special attitude toward them from the Creator from above, who gives them a hard time. And besides that, the nations of the world, whom we do not divide for the time being, even though that among them they're like the 70 nations of the world, there are different roots and different colors.
I can understand now the division that you did, that you said that the most internal part is also from Israel and also the nation of the nations that have a longing or aspiration for the Creator, and that's the difference between them. Can you explain how there is bodies here?
There's no difference among them because they transcend to spirituality. They're already, that they want to work with their vessels of bestowal. They're not working with them yet, but they're already developing them. And between the, and with respect to the vessels of bestowal, there's no difference to between people.
Can you sharpen this? Because I don't understand what it means that as to the laws of creation, let's say as to the Creator or the law of love or of bestowal, doesn't matter. What does it mean that there's differences in the bodies of
what
the people?
Bodies?
As you're saying, I said, what do you explain in the beginning?
Bodies called desire.
But how could it be that there's the nation of Israel, which is around those that there's not where they're from, which is a difference in the body? There are people that were born to a Jewish mother in Israel.
No, then, okay. What you're asking is, what's the connection between the internality of a person and the corporeal flesh body that we see?
Yes.
That's something different that doesn't exactly have to do with this. The difference is that this is how it seems to us, because still we see bodies now. We see that come bodies, suffer, fulfill themselves, multiply, die, and disappear. They become ash. Dust comes as an ignoble drop and eventually turns into dust. So these bodies are merely a projection in the lowest material of a spiritual process.
In the beginning of the lesson, you mentioned that because Israel was spread around the whole world, now the world became integral. But that's part.
Because I'm talking in terms of, you know what Windows is? So you have one window, then another window, then another window. And this way I have many windows, 125 of them. Windows. Here in the first window you see trees and rocks and mountains and also animals. And also people. It's clear. You see the sun, everything. You see everything. The moon. You have plenty of everything. An entire world. That is the external projection of the upper world. There are some roots here from the higher world that are all forces. Forces. Suppose electrical forces on your screen, that they depict the picture of the world on your screen or on the screen back here by the electrical force. It's all electricity. The electrons that move, they present a picture. So it's the same. So what are you asking? From that a certain projection from a more inner world brings you a certain form into the external world in which you're living in. You can see and identify only this picture. You have an eye that you see only this. You can't see it any differently. This is the eye. You can't see it any differently. This is what you see. And your senses, and your five senses, you can't identify anything else. Five senses. Now, you're told you want to see the reason for it, the real thing. So you have to acquire five senses instead of the senses. Of reception, you need five senses of bestowal. You want to move from here to here? Please, you can do it. No problem. This is by the Or Makif. How do you pull it dry? By the group, the studying of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and so on and so forth. Please go ahead. If not, you live in this world only in this depiction. And you incarnate in this picture until you move from it onto a different form. This is the picture. So what are you asking?
I simply can't understand any ruling.
The lawfulness is that each and every part and all the parts together, they're all aimed in order to raise you to a higher screen. This is the only reason for which everything exists and revives, but it's done in accordance with what happens in the world, and you suppose. In order to perform this action, this action of transition. This is the main thing.
But the idea is to transpose me as... Is it supposed to be all people in the end?
All the people, they're depicted on your screen.
I don't understand how it is. Let's say you look at all the animals, all the vegetables, all the...
It's all what you still feel.
But to me, it seems like there's no difference. And here you're saying it's Israel, and this is one force, and there's the nations of the world, which is another force.
So, okay, so now you're talking about something else. Okay, let's organize it. You want to cross from one picture to the other, and therefore you say, in my current picture, what components do I have there? by which I can cross from one picture to the next. Meaning I have here the still vegetative animate and speaking. And here I have the still vegetative animate and speaking too. How do I cross from one to the other? So you look. You're told that here, in your state, you have something very special. It's called the speaking species, man. You have to take that person out of there and break him down into pieces that you can be aided by. Those that are called Yashar Kel, those that are called Jews, those that are called the nations of the world. That's it. Who is it worthwhile to be in good touch with, in good contact with? With Yashar Kel. In a good relation with. Why? Because they aspire for the same thing that you do. They also want to make that same shift from one screen to the next.
So it works out that in the type of speaking, there's like three forces. The force, Yashar Kel, there's the Jews, and there's the nations of the world.
Yes, the Yashar Kel in whom the Rishimot are already revealed.
We're above Jews and the nations of the world.
Yes, and the Jews, they have the silent Rishimot, which were not yet revealed. They're there, but they were not revealed yet. In the nations of the world, there are no Rishimot. Maybe there are, but they were never realized. They only got it as a result of the incorporation since the times of the destruction of the temple, the destruction of the shattering of the vessels. Mister, I have a hard time with you today. There is a kli. This kli has Galgalta Einayim and Achap. Galgalta and Einayim are in bestow. This is called Israel before the shattering or the destruction. The destruction of the temple or the shattering. Bestowal. And these are the nations of the world are in reception. Now, what happens then? Israel fall into the nations of the world. This is the first state. The second state is Israel fall into the nations of the world, and there is a mixture. A mixture like we learn about during the shattering of the vessels. Everything's mixed. And this mixture happens throughout the 2,000 years. What happens then? Moving on to the next sketch, we have the reforming light that starts working, and from this whole pile of the broken vessels, the vessels, they start awakening. We don't know where they come from. Maybe it's the 10 tribes that disappeared. Maybe it's Israel that who was stolen and who knows what and how from the nations of the world comes such that you can't even identify, and it's not important. The main thing is that they want to ascend. They want to be Galgalta and Einayim. They want to bestow. They have an awakening toward it. For him, it becomes more important than this whole sewage. This is our life, our corporeal life. That's it. So they transcend. Those which transcend, they are called Yashar Kel. So, according to their intention, according to what's precious to them. What happens to the others? The others that are here, they have this kind of an area, I suppose, in which they're still called, Israel. Israel in exile.
Israel bigalut, ze elu.
This, it's these here. And the nations of the world, all the rest of the kelim, all these, the nations of the world that don't feel an exile and don't feel anything else. Israel don't feel that it's an exile either, but they have the reshimot from the shattering. That's it. Now, of course, the Or Makiv, first of all, works on those who are Yeshalkel. And these then, it's their obligation to correct everyone. Correct everyone.
So I want to ask you about dissemination. As of today, like you defined it, Israel and the nations of the world seems the same. There's not some kind of feeling like there's some difference between Jews and the nations of the world.
But in terms of bestow, you have to bestow according to the pyramid. As Baal HaSulam says, first of all, those who have some attitude toward the Creator, I call them Jews, not Israel. These are called Yeshar Kel, or Israel. These, I simply call them Jews, because both in these and also in those, there are reshimot. Here they're revealed, and here they're silent. Silent, right? Like this. And here it's the nations of the world, in which we as if say there are no reshimot. There are reshimot in everyone as a result of the shattering. Why 2,000 years of exile in order for the reshimot to be integrated completely in everyone? But who knows when will it appear in them or not? And the big essential difference is, I'll tell you where, that this part is already progressing. They're on the path. They're advancing forward. These aren't going forward, but they'll feel pressure and they'll join. And all in all, these two parts, like I put it here, the obligation to correct. And the nations of the world, they're not obligated to correct.
Simply from the global picture, it seems like the nations of the world, much pressure is felt.
But you can't make any discernments correspondingly because their will to receive is much greater. It's not revealing that much, but it will reveal. Look according to the development. And all the technology, the commerce, all these things, the Jews, they were advanced. Now the nations of the world learned all this and they're much more advanced in it than the Jews, meaning things change. Their will to receive is revealed more and more, and therefore today they're succeeding in all realms, all areas. And the more we'll progress, the more we'll see that the Jews, bit by bit, they are as if fading away in this whole business, and the nations of the world, they're advancing. Because they come instead of us to exchange, to take our place in corporeal success, and we're rising to a higher level. Well, there are many things about it, but I don't know. I think that it's supposed to be clear. Yes. Ray from Florida is asking, what does it mean that Israel will find no rest until they shall find their God and will demand them with their heart and soul?
Israel will have problems, either internal problems, from wanting to come to correction, and then he won't know. These problems are called the path of haste, because he is because it is connected with the upper force, or, God forbid, other problems from the nations of the world that were pressed on him. Israel, relatively, will be good in this world other than the hatred of the nations of the world. That's how providence works. And if you don't go to the ecology and all that, if you're not going to correct what you need to then you need to look at it as something that is obligating and necessary. And therefore, if we don't come and correct the attitude between people and don't draw them towards connection, which is the place for the revelation of the Creator, then we will receive problems specifically from this place. And problems will come upon us from the world and in a very uncomfortable way. I would say that it could be that such things have yet to have happened. And to that point, and this is a law, you can't do anything if you won't agree before that to do the work that you need to do, meaning to enjoy yourself and after you, everyone, through the dissemination of wisdom Kabbalah or dissemination of integral education towards connection, towards love. Love thy friend as thyself. Therefore, who is the correction upon? Those that are associated with the Creator, that were given the possibility, they cannot avoid this. They're in that same law like us, whoever the Reshimo is awakened in, and those that are Jews according to their association, and accordingly they must. And along the way, as we start the correction and draw it to a certain stage, the Jews will be developed that have Shemot from the first temple and from the second. You understand? And then the 10 tribes that are missing will be discovered. This is called the revelation of the 10 tribes, because they didn't go through the additional shattering, meaning they are purer, finer vessels, and we are come from Galgat Yanayim, from heavier vessels, because we went through the shattering twice, and therefore, along the way, as we correct ourselves, after that, to the next stage, joining us as we correct these our specific vessels, then all those vessels from the first temple join us, meaning many more people will then join us towards the correction. All of a sudden you discover maybe a billion or two, who knows how many they multiplied to be for the time being throughout the last 3,000 years, let's say. Yes.
Scott from England is asking, why are the nations of the world not obligated to correction?
Initially, they don't have the deficiency that they received as Galgat Yanayim. Their vessels. This guy is right. I'll tell you with what. We are constantly talking about Rishimot. The matter is not just in the Rishimot, it's also in the Kilim themselves. In those who exited Babylon, there were no Rishimot. Abraham shouted out to all the Babylonians, who's with me? For what? To grace, to mercy, to love of others. And someone joined. Yes? Whoever joined, did they have Rishimot? No, there were no Rishimot. He was simply pure. There was a much greater pureness back then. And according to this purity, they joined. According to the internal purity, not external. And then we also have the vessel of Gilgalti. And after the destruction of the temple, we are Rishimot from those vessels. But the Rishimot and the Kilim and the vessels are, I don't know how to say it yet. There is a difference between the vessels themselves and the Rishimot. The Rishimot are within the vessels. The vessels are the last part of the revelation after the revelation of the whole Tanta. And the Rishimot are already Rishimot from the lights that are in these vessels. Just as we see, let's say, a Masach that rises from Tabu to Peh, then there's Kilim there, and within these Kilim, the Rishimot fall and ascend. There are desires, and there's the lights that operate upon these desires and enliven these desires. The inner lights, the surrounding lights, and the Rishimot are the lights. So we need to differentiate between the vessel itself and the Rishimot in it. But anyways, the vessels themselves also went through the process of the Tanta. And therefore, the vessels of Israel are not the same vessels like the nations of the world. Although during the exile, it's like they're the same. But we see that even there, it's not exactly, because there's a difference. And that difference cannot be erased. And if Israel doesn't want to recognize this, they want to be like all the other nations, the nations of the world do recognize that. They feel it. Okay. Louis Miron, he deviated us and ran away. Well, Maurice, you today, you don't have any disturbers around you. Usually you have...
I'm really inspired by the friends. So they awakened me. You talked about the first exile, Rav. And historically speaking, I don't know how it falls into place with the process.
The first exile, you're talking about Egypt?
No, I mean the first temple, where I suppose the Georgian exile is related to that, to the first temple.
Several others, even.
So how they're not, how isn't it, how they're not connected to that, to the...
The Georgian is something special. You're right. You're right. There's such a rumor. I'm not certain, but there's such a rumor that they really came there from the first temple. I don't know. From Georgia in general. In general, from northern Caucasia. They say that these are the people that came from... I don't know. There's all kinds of... I don't know. But in essence, according to the root and branch, I understand that the revelation of the ten tribes, in our minds it's the body, but really what has to happen is their times to come to be revealed, and this has to get to the correction of the second temple, but the correction is the first.
Oleg from Rovno and Miguel from Mexico and a friend from Costa Rica, they're asking similar questions. that eventually they come down to the sketch that you made with the triangle. So the students of the Kabbalah in the world that were not born to a Jewish mother. So where are they in the Israel group? What are they? What connects them to the world
group? They're here.
Questions of identity.
Identification, they're here. Their identity is right here in this upper apex. This is where everyone is. Yesharkel, Israel. What's not clear here? Specifically, and those that join, and especially not like according to their history that belong to Jews. Those that join are the most beneficial in the corrections because they come from the heavy vessels of the nations of the world and with the fine and pure Shemot that they received from Israel. So there's a big gap inside in them between the vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal. They can be most beneficial for correction, even more than those who are Israel from birth. Because the intensity and their power of their vessels is much higher than those who were born as Jews. But I don't want to enter that so much because it confuses people. The best is simply, you have a reshimo, implement it, and progress. What else is there to do here? Oh, he woke up. He was sleeping all the time. Well,
how do these reshimot pass on from one generation to the next? Is it possible to see it in external depiction, through education, through what? Is it possible to find it somehow, the passing on of the reshimot?
These reshimot do not belong at all to anything external. Completely. There is no such thing. It could be a person that for several generations was what we call a complete Gentile, meaning of the nations. The exaggeration is kind of pointing backwards. And then it works out that he awakens all of a sudden with the highest reshimot. That's how it is. Reshimot are like that. They're silent until they break out. And people that are so adhered and devoted to Judaism, and they're totally obtuse to correction. They're still asleep and within, and they just want this world, the next world, and so on. And they're like the Zohar tells us, and that initial fear, or the second fear, which is fear, so I will have good in this world for me and for my sons. The second fear is so that I also have good for the next world. And that's what he works for. And for the sake of that, he works. He's keeping, according to his understanding, the corporeal world. Whatever you tell me in corporeality, that's what I do. Meaning only the corporeal actions called mitzvot. But this is, God forbid, we can't come to, in complaint to anyone. That's according to Rishimo. Because his Rishimo is doing like this. This is how it's executing it. Until in him also the inner Rishimo will awaken, and he will have to work also in the vessels of bestowal, and then he will be drawn to that. That's all. Everything depends on the Rishimot. Other than the Rishimot, there's nothing else. Yes?
So, it looks like you're contradicting yourself. On one hand, you say that the Rishimot have nothing to do with our world. On the other hand, you say that Jews have more Rishimot.
Wait. When I am carrying out right now some action, am I not acting according to the Rishimot and the light is illuminating on my Rishimot? Today, now, I'm going to go through my day in corporeality. Is it not according to Rishimot? As I'm talking to you right now and hearing and seeing the world and everything.
Is that not Rishimot? Rishimot?
Well, so what are you asking?
What I'm asking is, do the Rishimot have to do with the external picture or don't they?
The external Rishimot are being revealed right now in people and they're operating in the plane of this world. Later, also spiritual Rishimot will awake. and they will demand to be implemented as well.
So is it possible to tie the external, the Tzoshimot to the external picture or not?
But if they awaken, if they don't awaken, then what are you connecting them to? It's in me, in some internality of me, in some inner genes somewhere, in some parts of my genes that are kind of concealed in there and are not revealed. Later it comes out. We call the coming out of that a mutation. Yes, a spiritual mutation. So?
Meaning going out,
it's revealed.
That they come out, it has to do with nothing.
Why is it not connected? It's connected also to this corporeal Shemot. And then I also change my corporeality according to that. According to that, I throw out these things of mine and do these things. Of course, the Shemot defines these and decides this. But right now, it includes both the corporeal and the spiritual Shemot. And then the struggle in me is which Rishimot will decide. The corporeal Rishimot designed my life or the spiritual Rishimot defined. And then we start going from side to side until we decide that the spiritual Rishimot is more powerful and I already go on my way.
So why do first of all I have to disseminate among the nations of Israel, not in other places? Maybe they have the Rishimot too? They say that the Italians, they're 20% Jewish.
No, it's clear that in all the nations you have many Jews, but in the nation of Israel you have an obligation to awaken them. Anyways, first, because here you have the Rishimot of Gilgata in Enayim that you must awaken. With their help, you correct the world. You have, let's say, we don't have time, we came to states now that we can talk a lot. The light spreads from above. It spreads from above to the vessel of Yashar Kel. Then it must spread through the Jews and enter into the nations of the world. Because these Jews are the Galgalta and Enaim. You have to have these vessels of bestowal. Otherwise, you have no kli. You must have that too. And therefore, you must. What Baal HaSulam says, through Israel, will also pour out to the nations of the world. But this is on behalf of the actions that you must do here, because there's an obligation, a must for Jews to go through this correction. On the other hand, you must operate your force of dissemination from here to the nations of the world directly, as he writes in Exile and Redemption, or a maid who will inherit her. That the dissemination of the nations, if you don't disseminate to the nations around here, the method of correction, Israel will not be redeemed. Why are they not getting redemption? Because what role do they have to be revealed and to be redemption? Because only so that they can be a light to the nations. And therefore, you must awaken a deficiency here in the nations of the world, a deficiency. And then after this deficiency, which is the initial, then you will have the redemption of Israel, second. Well, and the rest will come. Please.
About this, our friends in North America are doing excellent work in this respect. There was a lecture in Texas yesterday that after the lecture was over, the owner of the place said that what they did in an hour and a half, he couldn't do in 4 years, and tomorrow there's a lecture in San Francisco, so let's think about the war friends.
Wonderful. Well, that's a good place for that. Wonderful. So, no, we ended the lesson. Yes.
Dima from Odessa is asking for the thought of the group and the whole world kli. They're going out after 2 years to work at the book fair and disseminate there to the whole of the Ukraine.
Great. And I also want to end again with the fact that the groups of Tel Aviv, Zion Yaakov, and Modin were today about 20 people. The building of the Holy Temple, and that's wonderful. and thank you to them, the third temple. And also our regular people, maybe we'll see you there too. Well, now, okay, me too, I'm going, let's see you. And, do we have any announcements?
All of us together in Gash. Dear friends, we're happy to invite you to a congress in Gash. Talk with Dr. Lightman. A lot of happiness and joy. Let's rise together to the next level. Sunday, 18th of August. All incomes are dedicated for a new home. For further details, call us. The joy of unity, the World Congress in Stockholm, Sweden. Dear friends, we're happy to invite you to a Congress of Unity from the 30th to the 1st of September in Stockholm, Sweden. Have a great day and a great night.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки.
ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו.
Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará.
אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו.
The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal the connection.
Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями.
Я он капарес, как он мол, малестар, но страх ты тут контролер.